Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
We've got lots of wind here on Rock Hill. We sit athwart Rock Hill. I like using the word athwart. Not quite sure what it means, but it sounds classy in a dirty sort of way. Athwart. And so normally this building is structurally sound. I know it's surprising to you. I know it's surprising to me. But it's structurally sound, except for the stink bugs and all that. But normally I don't feel any kind of weather in this building. I really don't. Except today. Today. The wind is so strong that it's like it's been rattling different parts of the building. I actually thought it was Johnny O out there walking around in the corridor. No, it's the wind. I'm looking out the back window here. We've got an awning that covers part of the window, of course, and it's plastic. Not plastic, but it's a cloth. And flapping back and forth, and this almost never happens. So if you're going out there and you weigh like 98 pounds and you want to walk around, be very careful because you could get swept away with the wind. It's pretty strong, at least up here. I don't know what it's like where you are right now. All right, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time. And then Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern time. So Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, live, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Thursdays and Fridays, Encore, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Big Willie 105.5. Download the River Network app, and then you click Big Willie 105.5. You can also hear me over the airwaves, the radio stations, Big Willie 105.5, and over the airwaves, the River Talk Radio Network, which is 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio, the audio path, Roadcaster. It's the audio path, I've got to do this just right, or else it's going to sound so amateurish. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you. And now the force multiplier of truth as well. So we've got that. Also, you can see the show. And really, unless you're a sadist or a masochist, you probably don't want to watch. We super serve the sadomasochistic demographic of our listening audience. Sadists love to watch because they love watching other people in pain. Masochists love to watch because it makes them hurt. It gives them tremendous pain. So the sadomasochistic demographic, we super serve it. And frankly, we're proud of that. I've got my one joke. I don't do jokes, as you can probably tell by listening to me here. But I know one joke. I actually like this joke. Can't say it to kids, though. Cannot say it to kids. Masochist and a sadist are talking. The masochist says to the sadist, "Beat me, beat me, beat me." The sadist says to the masochist, "No." Thank you. No, really, that's too much. Please, sit down. Oh, you sat down. All right. My one joke. That's the one joke I know. I happen to love that joke. I don't know why. I really don't know why. Anyway, so there's that. Also, something else I don't know is how Wellsburg can continue to function. Note the seamless segue from one programming element to another. Future broadcast professionals, make note of this. All right. One programming element to the other. So it's a Wellsburg. They hired a city manager, not just any city manager, but the former city manager or village administrator, I guess, whatever her title was, with the Shadyside Village and all the psychodrama that was going on there with time cards and lawsuits and threats and stalking and, oh, my God, what is Wellsburg thinking? So I'm reading this story. Warren Scott wrote this for the Herald's Star, and it is... The city of Wellsburg will begin 2026 with a new city manager and new legal counsel. Mayor Dan Dudley, as in Dudley Do Wrong, said council voted 5-0 to hire, and I swear to you, I'm not making this up, I'm actually reading this, hire Erica Tamborin, former village administrator of Shadyside, as a Wellsburg to serve as city manager. It says, here's the sentence. Okay. Mayor Dan Dudley said council voted 5-0 to hire Erica Tambrin, former village administrator of Shadyside, Ohio, and a Wellsburg to serve as city manager. And a Wellsburg what? I'm guessing a resident. Anyway, Dudley said the move came at the second of two meetings held to interview candidates for the position, with Tambrin one of four selected for the final round of interviews. Can you imagine the other candidates? Can you imagine the other candidates? Oh, my God. I should have applied. Currently working as a real estate agent. Wellsburg, taxpayers of Wellsburg, listen to this. This is the story in the Herald Star. Currently working as a real estate agent. Tambrin held the village administrator post for 2 years and served previously as a nutrition outreach coordinator for the Brook County Office of the West Virginia University Extension Service, a role that included grant writing. So let's see if we got this straight. She's a real estate agent. 2 years, the Shadyside Village psychodrama, which included lots and lots and lots of disturbing questions about Erica Tambrin. By the way, has anybody ever seen her time cards in Shadyside? If you can, make a copy and send them to me, please. Thank you. Thank you very much. And she's a nutrition, or had been, a nutrition outreach coordinator. And these are her qualifications. To be a city manager. For Wellsburg. Nutrition outreach coordinator. I'm sure that'll come in handy for the Apple Fest. My God in heaven. Let me ask, by the way, I've got to ask these questions because I had reached out a while back to Mayor Dan Dudley about coming on the show about, by the way, this is the legendary, not legendary, but the notorious Trump hater. When Charlie Kirk was assassinated, Dan Dudley, Wellsburg, Dan Dudley, had a terrible tweet showing no compassion, no concern at all for Charlie Kirk. It was just horrible. And some of his other stuff about how much he hates Trump. Wellsburg, what the hell's the matter with you? So I reached out to him, offering an opportunity for him to come on the show, take as much time as he wants, talk about this. Never responded. Real class move. I also reached out to the law firm that was representing an Erica Tambrin. I'm assuming it's the same Erica Tambrin. Cassidy Law, Patrick Cassidy. They had come after me, sent me a lawyer letter, and also sent it to my home as well as to work here, getting my wife all upset. Essentially trying to get me to shut up about what was going on in Shadyside. And all the disturbing, and I mean really, really disturbing questions surrounding the administrator and city council and the lawsuits and stalking and time cards and everything else. So I responded to Patrick Cassidy, Cassidy Law Firm. And I said, no, I'm not paraphrasing here. I posted it, by the way, in the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. You can read it for yourself. Make sure you follow that page and follow my profile page as well. And so I reached out, responded to them saying, no, I am not going to stop asking questions about this Erica Tambrin. But I'm more than happy to meet you halfway. And again, I'm paraphrasing. Meet you halfway and have both of you come in here. You can ask me any questions you want. And then I get to ask you any questions I want. No response from him either. So these guys talk pretty tough. The mayor of Wellsburg and this Patrick Cassidy, Cassidy Law Firm. But when I, not even fight back, I just reply. Said, well, then come on the show here and talk about it. Nothing. Not even the courtesy of a thanks, but no thanks. I mean nothing. Because if either one of these two brave men would have been here in studio, I would have been asking the questions that I'm going to now ask for everyone to answer. Especially the people in Wellsburg. The only reason I'm bringing this up because both Patrick Cassidy and Dan Dudley did not even respond to my request to come on to talk about this. So I am left to ask these questions about this new person who's going to be in charge of Wellsburg, the village city manager. City manager. Are we talking about the same Erica Tamborin? I'm looking at the business insurance, thing that was sent to me. A lot of people sent me stuff about an Erica Tamborin, which might or might not be the same one. Hey, Wellsburg, you're paying attention, taxpayers, which might or might not be the same one that's now going to be. And by the way, what is she getting paid? Doesn't even say in the story. At least I didn't see in the story. Maybe it's in there. But what the hell are they paying her? I don't think it says. Huh. All right, so here's this story. Is this the same Erica Tamborin? Again, if Mayor Dudley were here or if Patrick Cassidy were here, I'd be asking these questions. They haven't responded, so I'm left to just ask everyone, and maybe you could help me out here. According to Business Insurance, title, offbeat, woman runs into lawsuit hurdle after campaigning and walk. February 25, 2013. A woman who is suing Cabela's Wholesale, Inc., over a parking lot car crash has reportedly been accused of competing in a 20K walk in spite of her alleged injuries. Erica Tamborin and her child allegedly were hurt in November 2009 when another woman reportedly hit Ms. Tamborin's truck at the Cabela's parking lot, according to Ms. Tamborin's 2011 complaint filed in West Virginia's Ohio County Circuit Court. Ms. Tamborin, and I stress, I don't know if we're talking about the same Erica Tamborin. There may be others. According to this story, Ms. Tamborin sued the other driver and Cabela's, claiming that her injuries were caused by the defendant's careless and negligent acts. Ms. Tamborin said she suffered injuries to her head, neck, shoulders, back, chest, arms, legs, body chemistry, and psyche, as well as annoyance, inconvenience, pain, and emotional anguish. Well, hell, I do that with my listeners. Anyway, however, Ms. Tamborin, according to Business Insurance, Ms. Tamborin competed in a 20K walk during the Ogden newspaper's half marathon in May 2010, finishing 50th out of 173 walkers, according to a report from the West Virginia Record. The race results are expected to be submitted as evidence in Ms. Tamborin's case, which was remanded to a circuit court this month a while back. All right. So are we talking about the same Erica Tamborin? I don't know, because both Patrick Cassidy, the law firm, and also the mayor of Wellsburg did not respond to my request to come in here so I could ask them. So Wellsburg, a couple other things have been sent to me, and I want to share with you. Are we talking about the same Erica Tamborin that was just hired to run the city of Wellsburg? God help you. I'm looking at a magistrate case search result, West Virginia Judiciary. And it says here, party name, Erica Tamborin, party type, defendant responded, case 04-M35C-00238, case filing date 5-6-2004. Another one, Erica Tamborin, defendant respondent, case filing date May 23, 2011. An Erica Tamborin defendant, another one, June 21, 2011. Another Erica Tamborin, February 27, 2012. Another Erica Tamborin, 7-28-2014. Another Erica Tamborin, all defendants now, 12-31-2003. Erica A or Erica Ann Tamborin, defendant, October 15, 2013. Is this the same person, Wellsburg? Have you checked on this? Mayor Dudley and all the others, there's some more stuff here as well. County and Brooke and Erica Tamborin, style Chad A. Simpson versus Erica Tamborin. That is 1-9-2017. Case closed, Jason Cuomo. Another one, Joseph Tamborin versus Charles Freed. I don't know who that is. Another one, Tamborin et al. Versus a Carrie D. Another Erica Tamborin versus a Jane Dlesk. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Another Erica Tamborin and trustee of the Ohio Valley Christian CE. I have no idea what that is. There's another Erica Tamborin administrator. Erica Tamborin administration of the estate of Jerry W. Tamborin. Let's see here. Another Erica Tamborin versus Mary Ann Curtis. Another Erica Tamborin versus Candy Hawkins. So let me ask you this, Wellsberg. Did you check on all of these to see if it's the same Erica Tamberin? And if it is, did you check to see what the hell's been going on? The name Erica Tamberin, which might or might not be the same one here, is all over the court system for the last 2 decades. And after all the stuff in Shadyside, the village of Shadyside, Mayor Dudley Do-Wrong and your fellow people on your clown show here in Wellsburg, did you do your homework on this? Did you really do your homework on this? The citizens of Wellsburg are going to be paying her how much money if it's the same woman, which I don't know what is. If Dudley were here or if Patrick Cassidy were here, I'd be asking them, but they don't want to respond. So I've got to ask everyone. Somebody, pay attention here.